This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency has strengthened slightly after last week's steep dive, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue. Ankara Wednesday announcing higher tariffs on several U.S. imports, including vehicles, tobacco, and rice. The Trump administration is warning of more economic pressure if Turkey refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. A court Wednesday rejected an appeal for his release. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to forecast any kind of further actions or what our next steps will be, other than to say conversations continue. We've been very clear with Turkey about our expectations and our desire to have our people brought home. Pastor Brunson gets the bulk of the attention in the news and from a lot of folks, but it is just as important to us to have the NASA scientists, Sergen Golka, brought home as well as our three locally employed staff who've been working at our mission in Turkey and then have been detained for quite some time as well.
President Donald Trump is reportedly frustrated over a lack of progress in resolving the matter. Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, warned Tuesday that pressure, threats, and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called for a boycott of U.S. electronics. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's campaign insists their candidate won re-election based on their vote count in a runoff contest Sunday with opponent former finance minister Simela Sisse, who called the result fraudulent. He said he'll reject the result.
La mission de l'Union européenne appelle les candidats.
Meanwhile, European Union Observer mission head Cecile Kayenga appealed for restraint and avoid announcing their own candidate estimates ahead of provisional results due sometime Wednesday. She said her mission saw no fraud, but rather there were problems in what are called procedural irregularities. This is VOA News. In Genoa, Italy, the death toll continues to rise. Firefighters searching for survivors and bodies after a motorway bridge collapsed Tuesday, killing at least 38 people. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte visited the scene and said that death toll will rise. A 50-meter-high section of the bridge crashed with as many as 35 vehicles on it. Among the injured, 9 are in critical condition. In London, British media say a Sudanese-born British citizen named Salih Keiter deliberately drove a vehicle into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday before ramming into security barriers outside Parliament. 3 people were injured, the 29-year-old driver in custody. Neil Bazu is the Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner.
Given that this appears to be a deliberate act, the method, and this being an iconic site, we are treating it as a terrorist incident, and the investigation is being led by officers from the Counter-Terrorism Command.
The man's motive is still not clear in the 4th attack involving a vehicle in Britain in the past 18 months. Malta has relented and said it will allow the rescue ship Aquarius to dock after being left at sea for days, with more than 140 migrants rescued off Libya's coast. Sophie Bowes, director of the SOS Mediterranee France, which cooperates the vessel.
Of course, we are relieved that there is a solution coming for the 141 people that are currently on board the Aquarius. Secondly, we hope that this will be a start for a coordinated response at European level. We believe that the issue must be tackled at European level, that it's not only a problem that can be faced by one country.
The migrants will be taken in by France, Germany, Luxembourg, Portugal, and Spain. In Venezuela, the chief prosecutor said 2 high-ranking military officers have been arrested for their alleged role in drone explosions during a speech by President Nicolas Maduro August 4 that Mr. Maduro said was an assassination attempt.
Ayer lunes 13 de agosto, hace apenas una...
Tarek William Saab said the 2 officers were presented in court Monday. They're among 14 arrested, including a lawmaker. Several others are still at large, including in Colombia and the U.S. A bus carrying travelers from Colombia and Venezuela crashed in Ecuador early Tuesday, killing 24, injuring nearly 20 others. The bus was heading downhill on a highway when it struck another vehicle and overturned. In Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to a controversial shrine for war dead, marking the 73rd anniversary of the end of World War II, but did not visit Yasukuni Shrine. Emperor Akihito is to abdicate next year, express deep remorse over his country's role in the war. 3 main indices on Wall Street rising Tuesday, bolstered by strong earnings reports and a rebound in the lira. The benchmark Dow Jones advancing 112 points to 25,299. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.